New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong,
positive
strong
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Look at you. Not everyone is born to lead. And not everyone grows into being a leader. The bottom line is not everyone even wants to be a leader. People don't want that stress on them. They say, I don't want that shit. I don't want to be the leader. They don't want that responsibility. But if you do, if a leader is what you aspire to be, here's the most important thing you need to know. Learn how to set a fucking good example. Don't talk about it, be about it. Look the part, dress the part. Don't try to be a captain of the football team while you're rocking a goddamn pirate outfit. Now, you can be the captain of your own damn armada in that ship, but trust me, the football team is going to look at you like you lost your fucking mind. What are you, a fucking mascot for the team called the Swashbucklers?
You could have went with the Buccaneers.
Could have went with the Buccaneers, but I like Swashbucklers.
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's not an NFL team named the Swashbucklers yet.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe Washington will pick that. They don't have a name.
Don't have a fucking name yet. Swashbucklers. Throw it out there. Put it out there to the universe.
Yeah.
Now, every time you win, you make the other team walk the plank to get to their bus. That'd be awesome. That'd be a good gimmick, Miles.
I don't think the players' union would go for that.
No, it'd be awesome, though, Miles. They walk the plank when they lose. You kick their ass, and they got to leave the stadium through a plank. They don't walk through the tube and shit and out into the parking lot, onto the team bus. It's a plank. Great gimmick. Fans would love it. They would eat it up. See? And don't run a fitness class while you sit eating a fucking hero sandwich platter while yelling out exercise instructions. Maybe you could direct a porn in that outfit, but why the fuck would I want to take your aerobics class? Be the leader that you would want to follow. Look over your shoulder in the mirror as yourself. Check out the back of your head. Check out your ass. How is your ass? Do you like your ass? What kind of ass do you have? Is it high and tight? Low and flabby? Jiggly wide? Be honest about your goddamn ass. Now, here's a question. Here's a big question. Would you follow your ass? Think about that.
You seem a little obsessed with your ass. Do you like yours?
Love my ass, Miles. Love it. Yeah. It's perfect for my fucking body. It's got to go with your body.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't always. I've seen a lot on people that didn't go. Mine doesn't necessarily go with mine.
I see people like that all the time. I say, where did he get that ass from?
Yeah.
See? Where did that ass come from? People say it all the time.
It's genetics. It's your lifestyle.
The posture will fuck your ass up, too.
It will.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fuck your whole ass up. Ruined. Your ass is ruined. You ruined your own ass.
You can get it back, though. There's exercises.
You can change the whole perception of your ass if you want to. It's kind of like a guy who uses that Grecian formula. You know, he comes into work, and little by little, the gray disappears. And the same thing can happen to your ass. Little by little, your ass takes different shape. And people say, hey, your ass looks great. People say that, they'll confront you. Say, what did you do to get such a great ass? You know?
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us on a new day of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. Here's today's quote. When we protect ourselves so we won't feel pain, that protection becomes like armor that imprisons the softness of the heart. And that's by Pema Chodron.
I dig it. When we protect ourselves so we won't feel the pain, the protection becomes like armor that imprisons the softness of the heart.
Yeah.
Oh, deep. Deepness.
Yeah.
Okay. I got this, man. I always got it. You know, trust me, Miles, sometimes in my process.
Okay.
And everybody out there, too. Trust me in my process.
I trust you completely.
Okay.
And so let's take a break. Welcome back to May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, when we protect ourselves so we won't feel pain, that protection becomes like armor, like armor that imprisons the softness of the heart.
Wow. Okay. I get it, Miles. Here's what I say. Now, back in medieval times, when a knight was beginning their training for battle, they got to start somewhere, Miles. They start training, you know, how to fight, how to do all that shit, ride horses, all that cool shit, Miles.
Knight school.
Yeah.
Where do you think knight school came from?
That's where the fuck it came from, Miles. That's truth, though. That's truth.
I don't think it's true at all.
Same truth, man. They trained at nighttime.
Yeah.
A lot of their battles were at night.
Okay.
So anyway, they would start putting together their suit of armor, Miles. And in some cases, they would earn different pieces of their fucking armor based on how their progression is as a fucking warrior. Now, over the years, the armor evolved. First, it was just an armor chest plate. After years of knights dying from shots to the head, they decided to develop fucking helmets. And then they made the mouth part fold up so you could hear what the fuck they were saying. You know how much confusion that damn mouthless helmet used to cause? You know, how many knights died expecting a treat when they misheard the command retreat? Shit, Miles. They get all happy and shit. Shit, I love a good treat. And the motherfuckers telling them to retreat.
Right.
God damn it. Poor guy. I mean, but that's on them. I mean, what the fuck kind of a treat were they expecting? Truffles and shit? They loved fucking truffles back then, Miles.
Yeah, I think that it's a strange thing that a knight would be, oh, goody, a treat.
And later on, after they got sick of getting lanced in the fucking Johnson, they came up with armor pants. Also, horses were fucking notorious for accidentally stepping on the feet of the knights, Miles. You know how many times they would get their fucking foot stepped on by a goddamn horse on the battlefield? You know, and before the actual battle, you know, the cry of fucking, ouch, fuck me. They would say, ouch, fuck me. You heard that a lot on the battlefield. So then they created armor boots, Miles. So they didn't want the horses stepping on their goddamn feet no more. Now eventually, these once vulnerable-ass knights created enough armor to protect every damn part of their body.
I got to say, the one part that you breezed by and it stuck with me is that they got lanced in their Johnsons. It made me cringe a bit. So I want you to know that.
Oh yeah, they had to correct that shit.
Yeah,
you know, because that means the enemy knew where to hit you at.
Yeah.
So now, based on this amazing quote, Miles, and everybody out there, now see, that's exactly what people do. We create an armor to protect our vulnerable parts. See, metaphorically speaking. We get teased or bullied as kids, so we use plastic surgery to change our appearance. That's our armor. Or we use a sharp-ass wit. People who've been teased now grow up to do the goddamn teasing. That's armor. Some of us shut down. People who were once outgoing are now quiet as fuck, so they won't get noticed and picked on. That's an armor, Miles. Hell, some people use success. They make loads of fucking money and throw it in people's faces to create distance. That's their fucking armor. They're hiding behind their fucking pockets.
Wow, that was Woo! Clinical, man. That's a...
Goddamn right it was, Miles.
You're a doctor today. The doctor is in session.
Yeah, man. But the one thing those knights found out quickly about that damn armor is that while it protected you and made a few other things very difficult to do. Now, one, it was hard as fuck to go to the bathroom in some fucking armor. And two, you couldn't be intimate. Now, in all that damn armor, you lose the ability to touch and be touched. See, Miles, this is getting deeper and deeper. This whole metaphoric tone to this damn quote is getting deep. I'm going deep now on the ass. Somebody out there is welling the fuck up. They're welling up, Miles.
Yeah. You're breaking through their armor. You have a big lance.
I got a crowbar hitting a little seam and popping that fucking metal off.
Well, continue.
So now that fucking protection is acting as an insulation and keeping you from making real connections. I mean, can you imagine the thing from Marvel's Fantastic Four trying to have sex?
Ugh.
The motherfucker made out of rock.
Yeah.
That motherfucker wouldn't be able to feel a thing. Pardon the pun. But he probably would wind up killing somebody and not even know it. Motherfucker got away a ton. All that fucking rock.
Yeah. So let's go back to the quote. You've been on quite the night run and you're dealing with a lot of armor here. And that's in the quote. When we protect ourselves so we won't feel pain, that protection becomes like armor that imprisons the softness of the heart I feel like you've really, I mean, today, I'm telling you, man, your PhD is showing that we build our armors just like the knights used to build them. We build them to protect ourselves. But in protecting ourselves, we then insulate ourselves from some of the things that in life that are truly important, making human connections.
Mm-hmm.
What's the takeaway on this?
Here we go. Now, this is the part, people, where you put this shit in your pocket, okay? Here's what I'm trying to tell you. In theory, you might want to protect your heart, encase it in iron to protect it. Especially if you've been hurt in past relationships, if you really want to live, to love, and to laugh, you have to leave your heart vulnerable. And that's a hard thing to do, to leave that motherfucker unprotected.
Scary.
Ooh, it's scary to take that chest plate off and expose your fucking heart to allow shit to get in.
That's why that knight was so happy to hear about the treat. Like, because your heart wants a treat sometimes.
Fuck yeah, he was. And you don't want to retreat. Retreat means covering it up and not allowing things in.
Right.
See, you're running away. You're retreating from shit.
No, you want a treat. You want some frozen yogurt.
You want a treat.
Nice sprinkles.
Goddamn right. You want a treat, Miles.
Heath bar crushed up in there.
Woo! Now you're going hard now. Or some of that zebra popcorn. You ever had that shit before?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Oh, my fucking goodness. Ooh, where that goddamn popcorn?
It's good stuff.
Anyway, you leave your heart vulnerable. You know, also make a little metal door just for your genitalia to get through. And then while you're at it, make one around the back for your ass, too. See? Certain areas you gotta expose to be able to use them. You gotta let shit in order for you to let shit out. You feel me?
Once again, your mixed metaphors get a little sloppy, but you still get an A+ on it. The point off on that one, I can't even. This one was out of a textbook. This was beautiful.
Fuck yeah, it is. And it's gonna help some people out there. And they're gonna continue their journey and they're gonna be armored. But the arm is going to be in the right places at the right time, at the right fucking time.
I think this is going to help people in their lives, and it's also going to help people who work at medieval times.
Miles, that place, man. Woo-wee! Have food while horses are running around taking shits. I love it. Love it.
Yeah, I think that's the flaw in it. The whole horse thing looks great on television. In person, it is a lot of kind of horsey smell while you're eating a turkey leg.
Yeah, that's how they did it back in the days, Miles. If you want to live in that medieval time period for an hour or two with your kids and let them enjoy the seeing the knights and the horses running around and fair ladies serving you motherfucking food. Shit.
Okay.
Why not?
Sounds like a wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Book your tickets now.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Want to give a special thanks to Workman awesome. Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar, a network for grateful living, a year of gratitude,
on that
inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time, and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment, and while you're at it, a great review on Apple Podcasts. And thanks for leaving so many of your favorite quotes.
Doing,
please continue to do so. We promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show.
About them.
And once again, I'm Miles, and he's
J.B. Smoove. Where are the peasants at? And are they being treated right?
We're at medieval times.
Yeah, they never show the peasants. Are they locked away somewhere?
They should do that, where midway through the peasants storm medieval times and they take down the knights and they riot. Mm.
That'd be great to see what you're eating, too.
Yeah, around dessert time.
Oh, my God. What a great way to end the night. Ooh. You're like, yeah! Fuck them! Fuck the kingdom! See? Everybody yelling shit out. Fuck the kingdom! While you're having a delicious-ass dessert, you know?
Something to hold on to as you head to the parking lot. Definitely.
Oh, man. Something really to hold on to. And you leave there happy. Wow. You know? Those peasants, they did work. Fuck them nights up. I love it.
This has been a Team Coco production.